I saw this a couple of stories. They're just like, really? This one is a quick throwaway. This is USA Today. And the clickbait headline is, and I didn't click on it because I didn't. I don't care who does. Here's what it says. The GMA affair.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we care so much?
Yeah. It's been in the news all over the place.
All over the place.
Who cares? Yes.
Exactly. We don't care. Okay. I said
it. Obviously, people do because the people are clicking on it.
Yes, they are.
They are. They are clicking on it. Because we've always talked about this. It's escapism from our own daily lives.
So we're pleased that somebody else's marriages are falling apart.
You're right. Yes. Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Or maybe there are some who are saying, my marriage isn't that great. Hey, look, I'm not the only one. You know, so they could be saying that too.
or how many are going, I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah, that too.
And I understand that we broadcast at the same time that Good Morning America is on TV. And we know our listeners don't know about the affair either because they're all listening to us. And they wouldn't care either. I know that because our listeners are more in tune to more important things than... But I got to tell you, I don't know if I've heard anything about Good Morning America.
I haven't heard anything in a long time about Good Morning America.
Except for this. This is the first thing that I have heard in such a long time, and it's about some hosts having an affair. That's what's making the news for GMA.
And it's not the main Good Morning America. Isn't this like Good Morning America 3 or something like that?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's not the one with Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts and Michael Strahan. No. Not the big show.
It's called GMA 3.
Oh, really?
So when does that even air?
It's, I don't know, midday. It's one of their midday shows.
Yeah, it's
they got rid of all of these soaps and they put in more Good Morning America programming, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So it's not even... So who furthermore cares?
Really?
Maybe they're doing this to bring attention to themselves. That's why.
I need some help, guys.
Oh, yes.
My gosh.
Yeah. Trying to find the poll.
Oh, no. Oh. Okay, real quick. That all you do is look at this week's poll.
Yeah, and then where is it?
When you scroll down. It's right there on the top of the you scroll down just a little bit from the boy. I have to talk. Okay, yeah, you get to the website, scroll down just a little bit, and the poll should be on, what would you say, Charlie, at the
kind of the midpoint on the left.
There's the midpoint on the left.
There's a big block M.
Yes,
this week's poll.
Oh, I see the block M. Yes, I do. Yeah. I got it.
Okay,
yeah, there it is.
Yes,
there you go.
All right.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Here's so the other thing that's going on. This is a story from Bob Nightingale of USA Today. He was writing about the Major League Baseball winter meetings.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, it's an absolute dream market for free agents this winter. Teams are throwing money around like they're playing Monopoly. Everyone acting like they've got the same bank account as New York Mets owner Steve Cohen. San Francisco Giants manager Gabe Kapler says, former Tiger, says this, as a fan, this is great. It's really exciting for baseball. No, it's not. To have certain teams being able to throw $300 million contracts down,
it's not good.
Very few can do. It's not good for baseball. Baseball has marketed itself out for some exclusive teams for years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe if our Tigers one of those teams spending money, because the Tigers at one time were a team spending money, and we were kind of happy about it. But on an overall basis, it's not been good for baseball with the salary structure and the way that it's just pricing fans out of tickets. It's been this way for years, but there's no end in sight.
Yeah. No,
they are pricing fans out of tickets. I haven't been to Comerica Park in a couple of years, but it's because it's so darned expensive to go there.
It is.
It used to be taking a family to Comerica Park for a game, you used to be able to get bleacher seats for,
bucks,
15
bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baseball.
One time they were 10, I think.
Yeah, at one time.
Baseball was pushing inflation before there was inflation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now it's too expensive to take your family there. We go to the Loons games because it's it's a lot more fun and it's a lot more family friendly.
And you don't have to play a whole day trip just to get to,
That's right. That
Midland is an experience that you can do in a few hours, not an entire day by heading to Detroit.
And you can afford it.
And this, story's coming out even before two big free agents, Aaron Judge and Carlos Correa, have even signed their contracts.
And for Aaron Judge, I'm hearing numbers around $360 million or something like
That's outrageous. What do you do with that kind of money?
I don't know.
I'll never understand that. And that kind of money, we know it's not just for sports stars, celebrities, music, all kinds of people, but it's just... Yeah. That just struck me. As a fan, this is great. It's really exciting for baseball. Well, it's not great.
They should... baseball won't do it.
But
they will not follow the NFL blueprint. And that gives teams, every team, basically a chance to win, unless you're the Lions or the Browns. But you're... until this year. But they have a structure with a big salary cap, and teams are playing in the same boat.
And it has not hurt football.
No.
not in the least of anything. The popularity of football
ratings are high.
Yeah. Skyrocketed.
Mm-hmm. Whereas, if you're a Kansas City Royals fan or, you know, a Pittsburgh Pirates fan... Okay, you've got opening day, and then you move on.
Sell out opening day, and then the rest of the season happens.
Yep.
Well, as I said, fans, you can make your own opinions on those stories, just those things that kind of popped up that I didn't see that I agreed with.